This is Nick Good here, welcoming you to the beginning of my Getting Real series of audio files. So let's get straight into it. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to get real. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to deliver something in the world and experience something that you haven't been experiencing before. So let's just talk about the context that we're all living in right now. So many of us get shut down and kind of focused onto our little lives where we see through the lens of the ego. And the ego is a survival-oriented kind of entity and is preoccupied with surviving and navigating the world which is appearing around it through the five senses. Now, these five senses only perceive a minuscule fragment of 1% of what's actually going on in this world, in this reality that we're living in. Not only that, that myopic perspective is then processed through the conscious mind, which is full of the conditioning and the impressions that we've inherited from a very, very, very dysfunctional civilization and society. And so at the very best, we can say our perspective on reality, on life, is incomplete. And we could say a lot more about that. But we don't have to go into that right now. But let's just be honest enough and humble enough to appreciate that our perspective on reality is probably not the whole story. And the objective of this little series here and everything that I do is to help you experience more and more and more as a living reality, as a living experience. That means you feel it, you recognize it, you are it, you are consciously witnessing the unfolding, the continuing unfolding and expansion of a greater and greater and greater experience of yourself. So that's what it's all about. It's all about transformation, personal transformation. It's a biological transformation. It's a metamorphosis, a literal cellular metamorphosis, where we go from experiencing and functioning on less than 2% of our available capacity, and we just increase that exponentially day after day after day after day. Now, just consider this for a moment. This is genuine scientific fact. The research into DNA, cellular research into DNA, shows us that in the normal waking state, that means the state that you are in, the state of consciousness that you are in, the way you feel, the way you think, the way you breathe, the way you perceive, the way you act, the way you feel, allows you to experience something like 2% of your available capacity. Now, that is an available capacity that can be mapped scientifically. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's all of us, but they can see that we're only functioning on 2% of what they can quantify. So just consider that for a moment. If you were 50 times happier, if you were 50 times healthier, if you were 50 times more loving, if you were 50 times more energized, if you were 50 times more powerful, if you were 50 times stronger, if you were 50 times more peaceful, 50 times kinder, 50 times more patient, what sort of a person would you be? And this gives us a little perspective in the scale of things, how much more there is of us to enjoy and to unfold. And this is what life's all about. This is what it is. And so transformation is the key word here. Biological transformation, cellular transformation, genetic transformation. Transformation of your DNA so that your cells become different and you therefore become different. Allowing this incredible energy that you have within you, that even science with their limited instrumentation and ability to quantify things has mapped precisely and is clearly indicating that most of us in the normal waking state of functioning on a tiny fragment of our human capacity. Now, at the beginning of this audio file, I talked about context. What is the context that we're in? The context that we're in is that we are all here in this little world, or what appears to be the world, and every single one of us, however many human beings there are, 7.5 billion or whatever, that means really and honestly that there's 7.5 billion worlds. There might be one planet Earth, but there's 7.5 billion worlds. And then if you factor in, you know, all the animals' perspectives and insects and bacteria, there's probably a lot more than that. But let's just deal with the human side of things for a moment. Your world is your perspective. It's your experience. It's entirely subjective. Now, that world is undergoing a tremendous transformation. Not only are you changing on the inside, which, if you're following my work and people like me, you are consciously assisting with your own practices, with your own self-awareness, self-forgiveness, deep introspection, all of these kinds of things. You are working on your own personal transformation within yourself. But around you, that world that you are in, that you're contributing to, that you're interfacing with, this reality, this co-creative reality that we're all sharing, that's all going on the planet Earth. And the planet Earth is a tiny little planet in a solar system. And that solar system is one of billions and billions and billions of other solar systems, all zooming around the galaxy. And the galaxy is one of billions and billions and billions of galaxies in this universe. And this universe is one of billions and billions and billions of universes in this cosmos. And this cosmos is held in eternity. So the context that we're in is a life context with a capital L. Our little lives that we perceive through that less than 1% ability to perceive the full energy spectrum, and then that's processed through our conscious mind that's full of conditioning and programming of a dysfunctional civilization. All of that is going on within life with a capital L. And we can live a little life that has nothing to do with the big life. And that's what modern civilization has done. We've created a disharmonious experience. We've become unnatural. We've disassociated ourselves from nature and our inner nature. Our inner nature is loving, caring, sharing, giving, kind, forgiving, compassionate, has a sense of eternity, timelessness, so it's extremely patient. It's also one with life, so it has nothing to prove or improve. And we've lost touch with that. And we've created this life of struggle. And life itself, with the capital L, will only allow its children to play their games for a certain period of time. Time and space are elements. They're the substance of dimension, of the third dimension. So a time-space continuum is held within eternity. Eternity is not made of time and space. Time-space continuums spin within eternity, like a little whirlpool. And we are in the context of a time-space continuum coming to the end of a cycle of time, a dispensation of time. An age has turned. and something new is beginning. Now, I don't want to get into, specific times here, because each culture has their own perspective on this. The Indians, the Vedic astrologers and all the rest of it have an astronomical number of years in terms of the way they calculate the length of these ages and dispensations of time. The Mayans, for example, the Mayan age, which has become very popular over the last few years, the notion that a cycle, the Great Mayan cycle, 260,000 years is completing and something new is beginning. And every culture has its own perspective on this, and some of them are longer than 260,000 years, some of them are less. But the thing is consciousness affects its environment. And the environment affects consciousness. Now, whatever the case, something is ending. This time-space continuum is winding up like bathwater gurgling down the plug hole. There's not much water left in the bath, so it's going faster and faster and faster as it goes down and goes away. Because this thing spins. And we can feel the pressure of this. There doesn't seem enough time in the day to do what we used to do. And because space is being compressed as well, we're feeling this compression, and we're feeling an increasing sense of urgency and pressure to change our lives. Now, this transformation is irresistible. You cannot resist it. There's nowhere to go. Like Bob Marley sang, there ain't no hiding place from the Father of Creation. It doesn't matter what you do. Build your underground bases, get on your spaceships, try and live on the moon or Mars or whatever. Everything in this solar system is undergoing a complete and utter transformation. And where are you going to go anyway? And all you're doing is taking yourself with you wherever you go. And the name of the game, the purpose of life is for the evolution of consciousness, not for the pleasure of form and the continuation of forms and structures that are no longer valid. They're outdated, they're obsolete. All of that stuff just gets composted and returned. Recycled, energy is recycled. Consciousness carries on. And that's what we are. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. You're not a human being trying to be spiritual, as many of the New Age teachers would encourage you to be. And many of the old age gurus would encourage you to be. You don't have to improve yourself because you're already perfect. What you have to do is to get in to your body and get into this world and deliver the gift of the frequency of love that you are and the consciousness of the eternal being that you are, and live in that illumination and with that peace, with that power, and with that truth. That's what you have to do. You have to get in. What that means is that you as a spiritual being have to get in to your soul and get everything else out of your soul that is not you, i.e. is not of the frequency of love, light, truth, and peace. Because the physical body is just a projection of the soul. Everything in the physical material world is a projection of something else. It has no life of its own. The flesh is dead. If you've ever hung out with a corpse, you know exactly what I mean. So this is a very real time. It's a time for truth. It's a time of revelation. And we need to understand that as we witness aspects of our lives and the world around us breaking down, crumbling, old institutions, structures, relationships, beliefs, ideals, ideologies, all of these things crumbling and falling away. We become disinterested and dispassionate about the things that really we were enthusiastic about not long ago. What we're actually seeing is the natural consequence of a cycle turning, a certain dispensation of time where, by the grace of God and the will of life, we are permitted to express ourselves as freely and experiment and explore using our free will in any way that we feel. But only for a certain period of time. We're held within the confines of these time-space continuums, which do not go eternally. They don't run eternally. And there are irresistible forces, astrological forces, cosmological forces, that are impacting this world with a gargantuan effect that no one can resist. And so transformation is inevitable. The only choice you have is the style in which you move forward within all of this. And that's what this Getting Real series is all about. It's about living in style. And what that means is that because everything is energy, there's a great quote from Nikola Tesla that if we truly want to understand life, the universe, whatever, we need to think in terms of energy, frequency, vibration, wavelength. Talking in an energetic language, a vibrational language. So what we need to do is align ourselves and align our lives with the energetic nature of life, with the vibrational frequency of life. Get on the same wavelength as truth. And in order to do that, there are certain steps that we need to take. There's a certain alchemical mixture that needs to be in the pot in order for the soup to taste the way we really want it to taste. We need all of the ingredients in there. And I'm going to share with you exactly what those ingredients are in this series. So that's kind of it in a nutshell for the context that we're living in. Transformation is irresistible. We're on a planet surrounded by an eternity manifesting outside of itself. Infinite, expanding, eternal consciousness. Manifesting through form. Exploring, experiencing, enjoying. Within ourselves, the same eternity, the same infinite consciousness exists, unmanifest, formless, as energy potential. So everything out there, the energy potential of it is within us as well. So we could say that in effect and in truth that we have an infinite energy potential within us. And that all we need to do is to get this flowing. In order to do that, as beings of consciousness, as spiritual beings, we need to shift our vibrational frequency to live in harmony with the nature of life and our inner nature. And as we do that, instead of being the victims of fate, we become the captains of our destiny. And like surfers on a wave, instead of being gobbled up by the wave and drowned and bashed and dragged along under the water, we can surf that wave. And because waves of infinite possibility and infinite potential are breaking in our lives right now, we can choose the line that we surf on that wave. We can choose the line that we want to ride on that wave while it's breaking. If we have the skill sets, and this series and everything I do is to help you reveal those skills from within yourself, because they're already there. And I'm just reminding you of things that you already and eternally know. Plato called it amnesis. All knowledge is a remembering of what we eternally know already. So that's the truth, you see. That's why it is the truth. The truth is a living energy. It's not something that you tell. It's something that you feel. It's something that you are inherently within yourself. We are beings of truth. We are beings of light, which is illumination, which is enlightened understanding, enlightened consciousness, enlightened wisdom. We're beings of love, and we're beings of peace. So, in the next audio, I'm going to talk about the most important ingredient in the equation. So, I'll just play you a little ukulele to finish this, and we'll move on.